This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program.
And this is Terry Way. Today we're going over to the corner of 3rd and Mill, a gallery that just had its one-year birthday. Yay! One
Yay.
That survives. The gallery at the Watershed, there's a show there called Transcendence, and explain a little what that means, Sandy.
Well, I love that word, transcendence. I guess it means sublime. Amy Eisler Gibson, who has this great idea that this summer is really heating up with lots of athleticism and a lot of music, and so she's focused on those things in this show, the figure, the athletic figure, the theme of music, and also abstraction as representing the soul of the city, cranking up for a great summer of arts.
It's quite a diverse show, from a huge sculpture that's right at the front door that I want to talk about a little bit, to some relief panels, 3D sculpture, some paintings, a lot of things in this small gallery, really packed in there. The one that I really, you can't help but notice it, it's right in the front door there. It's a very large sculpture made out of steel, some wood, various things. It was done by a team. The name of it is called Portal, and it was done by Randy Oritz, Mark Andrew, and Cedar Caradio. I like it a lot. It's really abstract, which is usually not my thing, but I was really intrigued by it. And Amy said that they had gotten, this team had gotten a major commission that's going out of state. And she is arranging this kind of cool thing to go see this thing in the studio that they're building. It's very large. I saw some pictures of it. She's going to have an open studio tour late in June. And then you can kind of see the backbone and how it's going. And then late in August, before they ship it out, you can go back and see it again. So I'd give Amy a call, and she can set that up, tell you when the date is and all of that. Should be interesting.
Amy's doing a lot of innovative thinking for the arts in Eugene. I say get on the website and keep an eye on it, because she has all kinds of classes coming up and just a lot of neat ideas. If you're talking about abstracts, I really enjoyed seeing Wesley Hurd's abstracts in this show. I hadn't really focused on his work before, although I think I've run into it. And I love his bright, high-contrast acrylic abstracts. There are three hung together that contain these great echoes of shape and flow. So, the arrangement of the three is part of the charm of the paintings.
Right, they have a little panel of their own. One that I looked at, it's hung up very high on the wall because the gallery is fairly small, so Amy kind of stacks things up because you have to kind of look up. It's a little unusual, but it works. And I saw the title of this one. It's by Claudia Schouten. It's called Girl with a Pearl Earring. And I looked and I looked, and it's a big piece. And I was like, huh, it must be an abstract, because I saw little white dots in the center. And then all of a sudden, like a brick, it hit me. I saw the face. It's wonderfully subtle. So I, look for that one. It's high up on the wall. You can't miss it when you go in.
On one wall are quite a few white Greek classical looking panels, or bas relief actually, by Mike Leckie. And when you look at them the first time, you say, oh, these are all imitations of classical Greek panels. But then when you look closer, you realize that each figure is identifiable as a pre-Olympic athlete here in Eugene. Mm-hmm. For example, Ashton Eaton, who's a decathlon athlete, he's there in bas relief. And I think that collectors of athletic art would really like to go to a gallery and take a look at these.
The show is called Transcendence. It runs through June 28th. It's at the gallery at the Watershed, which is 3rd and Mill here in Eugene. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.